With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump has returned to Texas for a visit as he promotes the state's immigration agenda. The former president is in Edinburgh with Governor Greg Abbott as they handed out food to soldiers, troopers, and others who will be stationed at the U.S.-Mexico border over Thanksgiving. A conservative political analyst says Republicans must actively collect their absentee ballots to perform well in the 2024 elections.
Ned Ryan is the CEO of American Majority. He tells Salem News Channel this month's off-year elections indicate the GOP won races in two states where they actively work to make sure absentee voters return their ballots.
We won 5 of the 7 Senate races and 8 of the 12 House races in Virginia. We were very successful in 4 key parishes in Louisiana.
Ryan says there's a benchmark the GOP must achieve.
If you hit 80%, you're going to give yourself a really good chance of winning those battleground states in 2024.
Ryan is the son of former U.S. Republican congressman and Olympic runner Jim Ryan from Kansas. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, millions of Americans will be traveling all across the country to celebrate Thanksgiving this week, but some folks will be running into some foul weather. National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullodak says Tuesday may be the hardest day to fly pre-Thanksgiving.
The storm system's got rain from the Great Lakes, severe weather possible, even in parts of the southeast. And then eventually by Tuesday afternoon in the mid-Atlantic and north and northeast by evening, those will be times when the most unsettled and windy conditions will unfold.
Meteorologist Peter Mullodex. Federal safety officials investigating a Chicago commuter train crash that injured nearly 40 people, some seriously, when it slammed into snow removal equipment. They're focusing on design problems with its braking system. This is SRN News. America is losing the war on drugs.
A new Gallup poll reveals that 52% of respondents think we're losing ground in the fight against illegal substances versus 24% who think we're making progress. 74% of adults also say the drug problem in the country is very serious. The poll comes against the backdrop of states legalizing marijuana, a move that pro-family advocates, pastors, and others have warned will only make things worse. Ohio became the latest to do that this month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In 1915, the Ottoman Empire began a genocidal purge of Christians. One religious freedom group warns that the leader of modern-day Turkey would like to start another one. A new report by International Christian Concern accuses Turkish President Erdogan of engineering hostility towards believers as he tries to make his country more Islamic. This is SRN News. Japan reporting that its economy contracted at a 2.1 annual pace in July to September as consumption and investment weakened.
Slowing wage growth in the world's largest economy also sapped its vitality. Japan's cabinet office says in quarterly terms, the economy contracted by 0.5%. The numbers were far worse than what analysts had expected. Private consumption shrank an annualized 0.2%. Corporate investment decreased 2.5%.
Correspondent Jeremy House, with investment and demand weakening in major economies, Japan's economy is forecast to slow further in coming months. Gale force winds and heavy rain and snow have hit large parts of Bulgaria, claiming the lives of 2 people and causing severe damage in towns and villages. Residents in eastern Bulgaria say they have never experienced weather as severe as Sunday's storm. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.